The jazz singer Cassandra Wilson has a new album called Another Country. She has a long history of encompassing many styles, from free jazz to the blues, which is what she explored on her breakthrough album, Blue Lights Till Dawn, in 1993. Her new album is a collaboration with her guitarist and producer Fabrizio Sotti, recorded in his native country, Italy. And I asked Cassandra how she decided to record in Florence.
I was working with Fabrizio on the music that we wanted to do, and as I often do when I'm working in those circumstances, I want to know what lies at the root. You know, who are we, and what are we trying to do, and what are we saying right now? And so a big part of that discussion is, who are you, Fabrizio? You know, I know you're this Italian guy that came to New York when you were 15 and you started playing jazz, but let's talk about who you were before then and how you got turned on to jazz and what your what your culture is like, and one thing led to another, and we decided we wanted to record in Europe since I was going to be on tour over there, and we happened to find this great studio outside of Florence.
Was it really beautiful?
Breathtaking.
Now, one of the things about this recording and the band that you ended up using there, is not only Fabrizio's amazing guitar playing, certainly, but accordion, which, you know, when I think of accordion, I go to Louisiana, but no, this is real Italian accordion, which is such a nice vibe. Now, you have harmonica today, but that reed sound is really kind of special. Is that part of what you were looking for?
Yes, we wanted to capture that Mediterranean feeling. You know, those, and of course the accordion is a very much a part of that culture. And so I think it's, you know, it's very similar to the harmonica in that it you know, it's a reed instrument, and it I would describe it as ethereal sometimes, you know, it just has such a wonderful touch and texture.
Particularly a chromatic harmonica like we have today.
Yeah, that one over there is the best.
Well, tell you what, why don't you do a tune from this, and we'll give people an idea of what we're talking about.
Okay.
This time it's gonna be blue skies. No more tears gonna dry my eyes. You seem to be so confused. Stay or go, you can choose. Left my home and I miss my friends, but I'm starting over, 'cause I don't want no more blues. No more blues. This time I'm gonna tell the truth. Shoot it straight, win or lose. Some say that I am hell to pay, but just like Frank, I'm gonna do it my way. Left my home and I miss my friends, but I'm starting over, 'cause I don't want no more blues. No, 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 no. Thank you. time. Gonna conquer fear. I'm stepping out into the exosphere. Gonna climb a ladder to the stars. I'm traveling light, 'cause I'm traveling far. I left my home and I miss my friends, but I'm starting over, 'cause I don't want no more blues. No.
Declaration from our guest today, Cassandra Wilson. That's No More Blues, one of the tunes from Another Country, the new album. And fill out the band for us, Cassandra. Who else?
Well,
making that music. Whew.
So happy to be joined by great musicians. I'm blessed. On guitars, we have Brandon Ross. On the bass, a new friend, beautiful sound, big sound, that man, Ben Williams. And, of course, Gregoire Mary on harmonicas.
Now, when you say No More Blues, you're talking emotionally, I think, right? You're not talking about distancing yourself from the blues.
No.
However many albums you have, of course, Blue Light at Dawn was one that put you on a lot of people's musical maps, and that of course had a lot to do with the blues and that, which has always been really interesting to me, how you were in New York City and elsewhere doing all kinds of different music, and then you got back to the music of Mississippi and really connected with people. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's strange. It's kind of like that Tom Waits song, that lyric where he says, I never saw the East Coast till I moved out to the West. You know, it's that kind of a sensation. I remember going through it, you know, listening to the music from Mississippi and really being touched by it because I was no longer there.
Mm. Cassandra Wilson is our guest. The new album is called Another Country, and you mentioned wanting to do the title track.
Oh, yeah. Shall we? Shall we dance?
Yes. I don't know where we're going. I've no idea how this will end. From the beginning, I've been swimming in the current of your scheme. The autumn rains turned into thunderstorms. The waters rose. I was drowning in your But when I woke up in the morning, I was breathing. I was breathing. Oh, I was alive. I saw another country in your eyes. Frozen in silent moments, I watch your timeless spirit fly. Soaring above the ceiling into the midnight winter sky.
then you were gone. I searched a million years all through the night. Love had disappeared. But when I woke up in the morning, you were breathing. You were breathing there right by my side. I found another country in your eyes. The noonday sun is beating drums, quarter time on our parade. We drove past city limits, engines blazing all the way. A warm embrace became consuming fire, our bodies burned, melted. When we wakened in the morning, we were breathing, we were breathing. We'll never die. I've seen so many countries in your eyes.
Gorgeous version of Another Country, which is the title track of our guest today, Cassandra Wilson's new album. And I have to be the eyes for our radio audience and tell you that when Cassandra sings, if she gets more into it, all parts of your body get involved, particularly your hands. You're really, really expressive. Are you? Is it directions to people, or you just how do you use it?
It's more like a Joe Cocker type thing. I can't control it.
Uh-huh.
Because maybe in another life I was a drummer or something. I feel compelled to move my hands to the rhythm, you know, and it does take over the whole body.
Yeah, it's very expressive actually to watch. It's very cool. Now, I'm looking around the room and I do not see a red guitar here.
I know. I think I'm going to look for one here in Philly because you got a great guitar store. But my red guitar is actually sick, and it's a Fender Telecaster. So I need to take it to the music store.
Ooh.
To the guitar man to have it repaired. But in the meantime, I'm always shopping for red guitars.
How long have you had the one that's ill right now?
Maybe under a year. Mm-hmm. Marvin Sewell gave it to me as a present. He had it souped up and, you know, put some pickups in it and because I don't own an electric guitar.
What instruments did you study or first learn on as you were coming up?
My very first instrument was the piano.
Which is pretty common, yeah.
Yeah, I had piano lessons, classical piano lessons, for about 6-7 years. And when I went to junior high, I picked up the clarinet, played that, and, you know, played in concert bands, marching bands. I also played flute, and started playing the guitar when I was about 12. My father, you know, gave me a Mel Bay book and said, teach this one to yourself.
Ah.
I think he wanted to save on lessons, you know, after those years of piano lessons.
And was it easy to pick up for you?
Yeah, because I'd been around guitars all my life. My father always kept guitars in the house. You know, I remember he had this Gibson arch top. And I remember, that's like one of my first memories, actually, is maybe being a toddler, 3-4 years old. And you know how an arch top has those extra strings on the back, and if you play it, it like ting, ting, ting.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Has that wonderful sound for children to experiment with, and that's what I did.
The reason why we're talking about all this is because Cassandra's got the first song I heard from this new album is called Red Guitar. And what's the origin of the song?
The origin of the song is a trip. I took a trip with the band. We were on tour, and we were traveling between Monaco and San Remo. And we stopped, just as we left Monaco, we stopped at this, I guess it's like a gas station where you can, you know, pick up and get little odds and ends and souvenirs. And when I got back on the bus, I was just looking at how beautiful it is. You know, that drive along the Côte d'Azur is magnificent. And you see all the colors start to pop, especially when you get to Italy. It's just bam. It's a sunny day, and the song practically wrote itself.
Mm. Well, if you could do that one, that'd be great.
Wash my face with blue water, lay my head on white linens. Morning come, drink black coffee, then I play my song on red guitar. Take my flight in blue heavens, walk my path through green gardens, drive my car on black highway, then I play my song on red guitar. Every day the colors come and dance for me. Every night they fade, then disappear. We are merely shadows floating in this world. We got nothing to lose. We've got nothing to fear. Oh no. Drink my wine from pink glasses. Take the stage with purple princes. Love my man, yellow roses. Then I play my song on red guitar. Thank you.
must come and dance for me. Every night they fade, then disappear. We are merely shadows floating through this world. We've got nothing to lose. We've got nothing to fear. Oh, no. Drink my wine from pink glasses. Take the stage with purple princes and love my name. Yellow roses, then I'll play my song on red guitar. Play my song on red guitar. Play my song. On red guitar.
Red Guitar from our guest Cassandra Wilson, which is the lead track on the wonderful new album called Another Country. And Cassandra, I can't thank you enough for bringing everybody in here today.
David, it's always a pleasure to see you and to be here.
Well, thank you.
The World Cafe, we love you.
And you're welcome back at any point.
Thank you.